fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning. Welcome to Fitter Happier. Monday the 14th will mark World Diabetes Day. It's the theme this year to educate and protect tomorrow. Diabetes is one of the most widespread chronic health conditions in the world, and people living with it require ongoing care and support to avoid complications. The good news is up to 85% of cases could be prevented by managing risk factors, so it pays to be aware and understand the condition. With us today is Jessica Weiss, Teleservices Manager from WA Health Partner Organisation Diabetes WA. Diabetes WA was founded in 1965 as a support network for parents of children with diabetes. Over the past 57 years, they've grown significantly and are now the state's peak body for people living with or affected by diabetes. Diabetes WA mission is to provide the essential support and education and services that will allow people affected by diabetes to live full, healthy lives. Welcome, Jessica. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
No, I'm so glad to have you. And it's important to talk about, especially with World Diabetes Day coming up. So what brought you to work with Diabetes WA?
Well, I've always been really passionate about helping people. I've come from a background working as a community pharmacist, and I was seeing a lot of people living with diabetes. They had a lot of questions and concerns about their health. Working at Diabetes WA really resonated with me, as I saw it as an opportunity to really help people.
Absolutely. This year's theme is Education to Protect Tomorrow. What does that mean to you?
So, Education to Protect Tomorrow, I do see that as really being about helping people. Mm-hmm. So, by educating and teaching them about their health and about diabetes, it can allow them to take charge of their own health, which means they can work to change the direction of their own lives.
Absolutely.
This is the bread and butter of what we do at Diabetes WA.
Great. And amazing. And sounds very, like, beautiful and helpful.
I love it.
Can you tell us and remind us, for people who don't know, about the differences between the different types of diabetes?
Yeah, absolutely. There are three main types of diabetes. So there's type 1, type 2, and gestational. Mm-hmm. These are all quite different. However, they all involve blood glucose levels and a hormone to regulate these levels called insulin. So the way we teach people about diabetes is to make it a lot easier by using a lock and key analogy. So insulin works as a key and it opens up a lock to allow glucose in for energy. Mm-hmm. So type 1 is autoimmune. So the immune system attacks the pancreas, which is where we make these keys. So we're not able to have any keys to open up any of the locks, so no energy. Type 2 is quite progressive. So over time, it starts as pre-diabetes and the locks become more and more rusty so that the keys can't actually open them, which means we're resistant to insulin. And then finally, there's gestational diabetes, which happens during pregnancy. And the hormones in pregnancy make the body more resistant to insulin so that the keys don't work. Over time, so after gestational diabetes, it does increase the risk of someone developing type 2 diabetes later on in life.
Absolutely. That's a great analogy. I've never been explained diabetes like that, so that's really helpful. That's really great. Very clever, very amazing. Can you tell us about some of the complications that come with what happens when we understand that analogy and people have diabetes? What are the complications?
Yeah, so with diabetes, the glucose levels in the blood, they can affect the whole body from the head all the way down to the feet. This could include potentially our vision, our heart and cardiovascular system, kidneys, and circulations or the nerves going all the way down to the feet. This could potentially cause nerve damage or numbness to the feet, ulcers, or even potentially lead to amputations.
Absolutely. How would somebody manage dealing with those complications if it wasn't going all the way to amputations? What's happening in people's lives to manage that?
Yeah, that's a really important question. Diabetes WA, we do offer a lot of programs and support services to try and help people. So for me, prevention is key. So learning more about your risk and your diabetes can help someone living with diabetes manage this for themselves. Next, it would be early detection. So having those regular checkups with your GP and your health team, just to assess how your diabetes is going and to help you manage this along the way. And also, making sure that you are getting the correct advice if you are living with diabetes or even with complications. So if you are worried about complications or if you're living with complications and you have some questions or concerns, give us a call on 1300 001 880, and you can speak with a diabetes educator such as myself.
Great to be able to access that advice, especially if you're not sure or you don't want to go to the GP and you want to just talk about diabetes. So definitely great to know that there's an access point for that kind of advice for sure. So there's risk factors, obviously, with acquiring diabetes. So what are those? What do they look like? How do they manifest in our lives?
Yeah. So for all types of diabetes, there is a genetic component to it. When we are thinking type 2, which is the most prevalent type of diabetes, there are additional risk factors as well. So this could be things such as age, family history of having diabetes, or even someone's ethnicity. And these are all things that we can't really change. But fortunately, there are a lot of things that we can change that are also risk factors. So this would look like, for example, exercise, how often we eat fruits and vegetables in our diet, or even our weight and where that weight sits on our body, such as around our waist.
Absolutely. So if somebody's concerned about that, those are some of the things that they can do. What else can they do if they're concerned about their risk of acquiring diabetes?
So it is really important that we try and manage that risk as best we can. So I would suggest, in order to do that, speak with your healthcare team, speak with us at Diabetes WA, and we can talk to you about what those risk factors are and the best ways that you can manage them yourself. Another way to do this would be to watch out for some of the symptoms of diabetes. This could be, we commonly hear, for example, tiredness, headaches, feeling very thirsty, having to urinate quite frequently, or if you're finding wounds that just aren't healing. These could all be signs that the glucose levels are starting to get high in the body and really important to go get checked. And having regular checkups with the GP. It's a really simple blood test to do to find out whether you're at risk of developing diabetes or if you have diabetes.
So it's not something to be scared of, to go to the doctor and ask about this. It's very approachable. It's very easy to find out and learn about. So don't be frightened if you're scared. If you feel like you have any of those risk factors, absolutely go and talk to your healthcare team, check it out. Where can listeners find out more information?
So listeners can reach out to us in a lot of different forms to try and get more information. So they can phone us on 1300 001 880. They could send us an email. It's info@diabeteswa.com.au. They could go to our website, which is www.diabeteswa.com.au, or reach out to us on any of the social media platforms.
Absolutely. So they're going to get it. They're going to be able to find all these resources and all this information, and it's going to be great, especially in time for World Diabetes Day, for sure. Thanks so much for joining us on Fitter Happier today, Jessica.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Jessica Wees, Diabetes WA Teleservices Manager, talking with us for Fitter Happier this week. For more information, go to healthywa, healthywa.gov.au, diabeteswa.com.au, or worlddiabetesday.org. And of course, if you want to restream that chat, if you missed a part of it or came in halfway through, absolutely hit up rtrfm.com.au and catch the restream. Just head to the On the Record tab.